So our listener, Call Me Mark, has something in his history he'd like to know if he should be honest about with new dates. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hi.
Gotta say, I've enjoyed listening to your show for many years. Thank you.
Ah, you're the one. Thank you.
So I've run into a weird thing while dating.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been married, never had kids, honestly, never had what I'd call a serious long-term relationship.
Okay.
I've dated just nothing that turned into anything substantial.
Okay.
But lately on dates, it feels like that fact alone sets off alarm bells for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll say that, and suddenly it turns into an interrogation. One woman told me, wow, I bet you had a really bad breakup.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there like, no. That would actually require having had the relationship first.
Oh.
So now I'm hoping you can find out, is this a red flag to people when you're dating?
Mm-hmm.
Being 42, never married, no kids. Because I feel like I'm getting judged for something that's basically just how life worked out for me.
Okay.
At this point, I'm almost tempted to make something up like, yeah, my ex and I almost eloped in 2011, but a rogue goat ate the wedding invitations.
It's a good story.
I like his creativity in that one.
Yeah.
Just so it sounds like I've been through the normal relationship thing.
Right.
If you met someone my age who's never had a serious relationship, would that make you nervous? Or is that not that big of a deal? Thanks, Call Me Mark.
Wow. I don't know. Is that something that you... Well, okay. He is saying that it seems like it's a red flag to people who he's talking with when he's out on dates.
Yes, I can see how some women would be like, okay, is he just like a commitment phobe?
Yeah, why
hasn't... Do you not know how to do that?
Yeah, why haven't you... I wonder what the longest relationship he's been in has been. Because he said what I would consider
he's dated
a serious long-term relationship.
Yes.
Is that over a year? Is that less than a year? Is that... 2 years?
Doesn't sound like it's lasted more than a couple months.
Like what would you consider long-term relationship? 6 months? A year?
I would say 6 months to a year.
It's a long-term relationship?
You had...
Or kind of getting...
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say this. When I found out my husband had been engaged twice before when I
was that
met
a bit
him.
Of a red flag?
No, I thought it was, a green flag.
All right.
Because he's not afraid of commitment. You just picked the wrong girls.
You're like, if I play my cards right, I'm going to have a ring before too long.
I knew that would be a potential.
Yeah.
But, and I knew why those relationships didn't work out and they didn't have anything to do with him. So to me, that was, so I can see how no one has trapped you down for any amount of time and you're 42. I can understand how some people might throw a caution flag, like, do you even know how to be in a relationship?
Spencer messaged and said, hi, that's me, 43, never married, no kids.
Okay, have you had substantial relationships, though?
Yeah, true.
So, because that's the thing, you know, it's one thing if you never kind of get to the point where you want to marry someone, but you've been in a long-term relationship and kind of know what that entails. Now, there's the other side of the coin where, you know, a woman could be like, well, I can mold him into what I need out of a relationship. Or maybe he's just never found the right person that he wants to dedicate the time and the energy into crafting a relationship.
Yeah, okay. Hey, if this is you or you have dated someone like Call Me Mark, let us know what your story is.
Yeah, Tanya on Facebook is like, would you rather say I have 5 ex-wives and 7 to 9 kids? No, this is not a big deal.
I mean, those are two extremes.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
You can always send us a voice note. That'd be easy. Just record what you're going to say and then text it to us. 502-795-1997. We'll let you know and want to hear what you have to say coming up on 99.7 DJX. Now, we're hoping that our listener, Mark, on 99.7 DJX, isn't like Will Ferrell's character who continues to live with his parents at the ripe old age of 42.
Are you talking about Step Brothers?
Mom! Meatloaf! Yes, I am talking about stepbrothers.
That was Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Anyways, Mark's not been married, no kids, 42, and not in what he calls ever been in a serious relationship. So he's like, it seems like this has become a red flag.
To some people he's gone on dates with, they seem to like not want to touch him with a 10-foot pole after that. And Steve says, I don't think the lack of marriage or kids is a red flag. I think women see it like, if this dude is such a great catch, why hasn't he had anything serious by the age of 42? Like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, don't lie. Right. The right person will come along, but don't start the relationship by lying. Like Jess was like, I shouldn't need to say this, but just don't start a relationship by lying.
Right. You don't have to make up the whole wedding invitation got eaten by a goat, something or other.
Yeah.
Came with a really creative story. But I think the thing is, you just kind of keep it vague. Like, yeah, I've dated a lot, but just nothing has really.
Is that something that people, like, I haven't dated, you and I haven't dated in a long time.
Right.
But is that something that it gets asked on, like, one of the first couple dates? Is like, what's your longest relationship?
I think that is valid to talk about.
Yeah.
In the early dates, you are talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, again, you kind of want to find out what kind of a path this person's been on.
Yeah.
So maybe you kind of get an idea of what you're going to be in for. Brooke on Facebook says, it's pretty unusual to be that age and have never had a real relationship. It's
right.
kind of a red flag because my first thought is why?
Right.
Why have none of your casual relationships ever turned into an actual relationship at your age? It's pretty automatic thought that it could be a you problem. What is it about you that makes these women not want to get serious with you? Mm. Are you crap at picking women? Is it your attitude, personality? Like, what's going on? I need more details for you to get to 42 years old and never have had a real substantial relationship. Maybe he's just insanely picky.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, or his freak flag is a little bit weirder than others, and maybe that's a turnoff. I don't know. Charity rolls in and says, psych major here.
Oh.
One, does he have commitment issues, such as what you guys have said, or does he have avoidant attachment style?
Oh.
Where being vulnerable enough with someone to make a committed relationship work doesn't actually happen. Interesting.
Now, see, a lot of people are kind of, you know, I'm sure he wants to hear this, say it's not a big deal.
Yeah, there are plenty of people.
I would prefer this without having a ton of baggage that might be a part of the picture that you may have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to have to pick one or the other, it's better to kind of maybe start from scratch with him.
All right, so let's wrap this up and just say, don't lie. The right person will come around.
Right.
That is,
and maybe
just,
that's your answer. Yes, I've dated a lot over the years. It just didn't have the right person that I felt
circumstances,
like I could see forever with.
Circumstances being what it is, right? Just not find the right person. Oh,
and you leave it at that.
Someone texted in and is like, it's weird that he still lives at home. That was just something that I
he doesn't
said.
Live at home.
Yeah, I mean, we don't think he does, but like that was just something that I said. Hopefully he's not like Will Ferrell.
Doesn't sound like he is.
Yeah.
I think he would have said, well, yeah, maybe it's because I live at home with my mom and I don't have a job. But he didn't say that. I think he sounds perfectly normal, probably a successful guy. He just hasn't found the person that he clicks with and automatically knows this is my person.
Of course, someone's like, no one has mentioned Steve Carell in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Sure.
No, Kelly Clarkson! All right. All right. So, hey, good luck. Call me Mark.
Just keep on keeping on. Eventually, hopefully, you're going to find the right person. And you just kind of say, yeah, I've dated, just haven't found the right person that I can see forever with.
All right. There you go. That's group therapy.